Adjustments and modifications. Before deciding to foreclose on a property, a lender will typically attempt to work with a borrower in default to avoid this action. There are many options for mortgage adjustment and modification available to commercial and government lenders, and these will usually be exhausted before a lender takes the final step of foreclosure. Forbearance. The most common way of resolving a loan default is to work out a plan which will let the borrower repay part of the delinquency each month, along with their regular monthly installment. If the borrower is temporarily unable to meet monthly mortgage obligations, the lien holder may extend forbearance by agreeing to suspend payments for a limited period until the borrower is able to begin a repayment schedule. Forbearance arrangements are typically worked out with individual lien holders on a case-by-case basis. Recasting. Lenders may also offer the option of recasting or re-amortizing a mortgage. This process can reduce the borrower's monthly payment, thus making resolving a default situation more manageable. In a mortgage recast for a borrower in default, lenders may lower the interest rate or extend the term of the mortgage, and in some cases, may do both. Once the lender has implemented these modifications, the mortgage is re-amortized, which results in a reduced payment. While not advertised, most lenders will offer this option to not only borrowers in default or danger of foreclosure, but also to borrowers with mortgages in good standing. Deed in lieu. The deed in lieu of foreclosure, DIL, is a mortgage modification option in which a borrower voluntarily deeds their collateral property in exchange for a release from all obligations under the mortgage. A DIL of foreclosure may not be accepted from borrowers who can financially afford their mortgage payments. Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternatives, HAFI program. The Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternatives, HAFI program, was designed for borrowers who could not afford their current mortgage and had a pressing need to transition to more inexpensive housing. HAFA, which expired in 2016, provided two options for transitioning out of a borrower's current mortgage: a short sale or a deed in lieu, DIL, of foreclosure. In either case, HAFA offered benefits that made the transition as favorable as possible. Free advice from HUD-approved housing counselors and licensed real estate professionals. Unlike conventional short sales, a HAFA short sale completely released the borrower from the mortgage debt after selling the property, meaning the borrower would no longer be responsible for the amount that fell short of the amount still owed. The deficiency was guaranteed to be waived by the servicer. In a HAFA short sale, mortgage companies worked with borrowers to determine an acceptable sale price. HAFA had a less negative effect on credit scores than foreclosure or conventional short sales. At closing, HAFA could provide $10,000 in relocation assistance. Eligibility for HAFA was based on the following criteria: documented financial hardship, had not purchased a new home within the last 12 months, first mortgage was less than $729,750, mortgage obtained on or before January 1, 2009, borrower must not have been convicted within the last 10 years of felony larceny, theft, fraud, forgery, money laundering, or tax evasion in connection with a mortgage or real estate transaction. Streamlined Modification Program, SMP. The FHFA Streamlined Modification Program, SMP, in cooperation with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, offered delinquent borrowers the opportunity to prevent foreclosure by working with lenders to refinance existing loans. These refinances could involve lowering interest rates, term extensions, or allowing forbearance on a part of the principal of the loan. An SMP refinance had to give the borrower a new payment, which could not be higher than 38% of gross monthly income, GMI. To qualify for SMP, a borrower must have missed three or more monthly payments on loans originated prior to January 2008 and must not have filed for bankruptcy. A new LTV calculation also had to be performed based on a new appraisal, a broker's price opinion, or valuation from either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. That new LTV ratio had to be at least 90%. SMP began in 2008 and ended in 2015. Home Affordable Modification Program, HAMP. In addition to SMP, another program that assisted borrowers in making their mortgages more easily managed was the Home Affordable Modification Program, HAMP. HAMP was implemented in 2008 by the Making Home Affordable Program, which was created and overseen by the Department of the Treasury and HUD. HAMP, which ended in 2016, allowed the Treasury to work with loan providers to refinance existing loans to achieve a 31% front-end ratio. Both FHA and VA loans were also eligible for HAMP. HAMP eligibility requirements included: borrower had to be on the verge of defaulting on their loan or severely delinquent. The mortgage must have been obtained on or before January 1, 2009. Borrower owed up to $729,750 on a primary residence or 1-4 unit rental property. Loan limits were higher for 2-4 unit properties. Borrower must not have been convicted within the last 10 years of a crime in connection with a mortgage or real estate transaction. USDA's Special Loan Servicing. The USDA offers programs for rural homeowners to lower their monthly mortgage payment to no more than 31% of their verified monthly gross, pre-tax income, making monthly mortgage payments more affordable. For loans that are guaranteed by the United States Department of Agriculture's USDA, Section 502 Single Family Housing Guaranteed Loan Program, borrowers may be eligible for a program through that government agency.